Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Me'ilah Daf Dalet. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. During our previous Shiur, we were involved with the opinion of Rav Gittel Omar Rav, that had said on the Daf Gimel Amud Beis that Zrigas Pigul Eino Motzi Midei Me'ilah B'Kodshei Kodshim Veino Mevi Lidei Me'ilah B'Kodshim Kalim, namely that if a sacrifice is processed in a complete Pigul fashion, namely the Shechita and the Zriga are done with an incorrect mindset, be it time or place, then the Kodshei Kodshim will not be extricated from their Mi'ilah status, nor will the Emurim of Kodshim Kalim enter the realm of Mi'ilah. So, as far as Rav Gittel Amar Rav is concerned, a korban that's processed in the Shechita and the Zrika done with a Machsheves Pigul, it's ineffective with regard to the Mi'ilah status relevant to Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. Today's shiur begins 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where you'll notice a house form, and on the outside margin under our Mivneh heading, Mivneh being structural note, you see a house featured, and in parentheses you will notice Ma'akav. This is an attempt to keep track of a give-and-take style of Gemara discussion. The houses are numbered as well in the space immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. You'll notice a 1, and later on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, several lines from the top, a number 2. These are 2 nisyonos lahavi siyua l'Rav Gittel, 2 attempts to bring support to Rav Gittel from Tanaic sources. The house form, when you see inverted, will be a dechia, or dechios, rejections of whatever we're trying to say. So we'll have a give-and-take style of Gemara beginning now. Lemo misayale. Let us suggest that the following can serve as a support to Rav Gittel. The source says, Hapigul le'olam moyalinbo. We've labeled this the resha in anticipation of the upcoming discussion of the Gemara later on, where it'll be important for us to note that this is the Reisha. It says in the Reisha, the beginning of this Tanaic source, that when you're dealing with a sacrifice that is Pigul, it is always going to be subject to Mi'ilah. What does that mean for us? Lav afagav, is it not so? The isdirik dam, that even though the dam was sprinkled, The dam of the sacrifice was offered, and it was offered l'shem pigul umesayale. So the source is saying that you have a korban who was processed as pigul, including the zrika sadam, which was done with an incorrect mindset, and l'olam mo'anbo means that the mi'ilah that was attached to it originally remains. In other words, pigul, a pigul processed korban, that's a korban processed with this incorrect mindset regarding time or place, doesn't extricate the korban from its mi'ilah status. The Gemara responds, lo, delo zarak adam. Here you're dealing with a korban that only has been shechted, and the zrikas adam has not yet taken place. That being the case, we are to assume then that if zrika would take place, even if it were a zrikas pigul, it would still extricate the korban from its mi'ilah status. And that would be against Rav Gittel. The Gemara asks, "E delo zorak hadam, my lemeimra." If you're talking about a sacrifice whose blood hasn't been offered yet, hasn't been sprinkled, then what's the point in telling us that there is still mi'ilah? That's obvious that there's still mi'ilah. There isn't a chance in the world of the carbon leaving its mi'ilah status prior to zrikas adam. Ela li'olam dezorek. In fact, we're going to go back and say that the sprinkling has taken place. And yet, notice, because we have this inverted house, you know that we're not going to be supporting Rav Gittel right now. So, Zrika did take place, but you'll say, well, why is there Me'ila? Not because Zrika's Pigel is ineffective in removing from Me'ila, but rather, V'chitanyahi, the source that we just learned in the framed section, but Oila is a Korban Ola. Now, the nature of a Korban Ola is that it is something that is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. In other words, it's not something that ever reaches what we had learned in the Mishnah called Heter LeKohanim, a point in time where it is allowed for the Kohanim. Being that it's never allowed for the Kohanim, being that it's completely burnt, So therefore, there is going to be Me'ila. However, another kind of korban, like a chatos or osham, that you would have done a zrikas pigol, so ein hochinami, then there would be no Me'ila, and we wouldn't have any support. That would be against Rav Gittel's claim. The Gemara asks, Iba'ila, if you're setting up this source as referring to a korban ola, pshita, that's then too obvious. Gavoa means it's something that goes completely on the Mizbeach to the Almighty. And it's something that never reaches Heter LeKohanim. So why would a Tanaic source have to go out of its way to tell me something that's so obvious? The Oid, the Kotoni Sefa, the latter part of that source says, Lon Domo, Afalpi Shechozar Vizorkoi Moyalin Boy. If the dam was left beyond its time, even though he went ahead and did the Zrika, there would still be Mi'ila. E Amris Bishlama Bechatos, if you say that the source is talking about a chatos, a sin offering, as opposed to an ola, Shapir, then there would be value in what this source is teaching us. And we look at Rashi on the second line from the top. Iyamris bishlam b'chatos mayri tzricha lemeimar. Then there is value in this source being taught as it is. Lahochi daikinon duadin lepigol. That not only in lon doma where the dam is left over, but likewise another kind of problematic blood situation where you did a zrikas pigol shim pigel bo. That if you had processed the korban with a pigol machshava, with a pigol mindset, afal pi shechozar v'zorko, even though you went ahead after having shechted it, slaughtered it with a pigol mindset, you went ahead and sprinkled the blood moyalin bo, there would still be meila. So that if you were going to tell me that the source was talking about chatos, so then that information would be of value. And of significance. Elo e amris, the Gemara goes on the third line from the top. Elo e amris, the oila, if you're going to insist on your answer or your deflection answer by claiming that this source is talking about an ola, so tzricha lemeimar, do I have to tell you that? This, all of the information here would be terribly obvious that there still is mi'ila. There is never a point in which it's mutar l'kohanim to begin with. So the Gemara says, Seifa vadai misaye alei. The Seifa, which is speaking about a korban after the zrika was done, is definitely a support to Rav Gittel. Namely, we do see from this source that whether it's lon doma or a pigol type korban, even though you went ahead and did the zrikas adam, there would still be me'ila. namely that a zrikas pigol is not motzi midei me'ila. And that is like Rav Gittel. The Gemara goes on, though, to ask Reisha Mai. What about the Reisha? The Reisha we had written in before, and we noted the Reisha had said, Hapigol le'olam royal in bo. Does the Reisha support Rav Gittel? Hoyol umesaya le seifa, since the seifa supports Rav Gittel, seifa mesaya le nami Reisha, we could say that the Reisha also will be a source of support to Rav Gittel. Oy dilma, seifa vadai mesaya le. The seifa definitely supports Rav Gittel, as we explained already. However, Reisha loy, but the Reisha would not support necessarily Rav Gittel. And we already saw how we could learn the Sefer in such a way. Namely, we saw this on Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom, where the Sefer had said, Hapigul Olam Moelin Boi, and we said, you know why there's Mila? Because it's Lo Zorak Hadam, because there wasn't Zrikas Hadam yet. But had there been Zrikas Hadam, that would have removed the Mila, which would be against Rav Gittel. So as far as the Seifa is concerned, it's not conclusive that it would support Rav Gittel. The Gemara goes on, and we're using the Girsa that you see we've written in between the lines. The Seifa, mi pshita, de Messiah lei, is it so obvious that the Seifa is a support to Rav Gittel? Umay shno. In other words, why shouldn't it be a support? The implied in the question is as follows. Can you say that the Seifa is really a support to Rav Gittel? After all, the Seifa speaks about blood being left over, and only later on the Zrika is done. Rav Gittel was speaking about a Zrika not with blood left over, but Zrika with an incorrect mindset. So the Gemara is therefore asking, Umay Shna? Well, what would you say is the difference? In other words, if you want to say that the Seifa isn't so obviously a support to Rav Gittel, so on what basis would you make a distinction between that which is taught in the Seifa and that which Rav Gittel himself says? So the Gemara answers, I'll explain that there really is a difference. Halona, the subject of the Seifa, halona, left over, where the blood was left over beyond its time. In other words, it's as if you put the blood aside and left it over beyond the time for the Zrika. The Ka'ovid Biodayim, you did an action, this idea of an imagined action, if you will, of leaving aside the blood, of pushing the blood aside. Loi Mahani Zrika Lafuke Midei Me'ila. The Zrika that you do after you did this negative action of pushing aside the blood, pushing aside in a figure of, is a figure of speech, but it's called, in this particular Gemara, it's viewed as an action. This idea of leaving over the blood. The subsequent sprinkling isn't going to rectify the situation of the time having passed where the blood was left over beyond its time. You can't expect the subsequent Zrikas Adam to rectify that situation. However, Machshava, which was the topic of Rav Gittel, the Lo Ka'ovid Biodayim, there was no action, no negative action done. It was all a matter of state of mind, of what one was thinking. Mehani leizrika lafuke midei mila. It could be that the zrika that's done, even if it happens to be a zrikas pigol, but the zrika that you do will be effective in extricating it from mila, unlike Rav Gittel. So at this point in the Gemara, we had a Tanaic source that we started with it on Omid Aleph, next to the line with the Roman, with the house number 1. And the source had read, Hapigol le'olam moelin bo. We're saying right now that that is not a support to Rav Gittel, because that's talking about Pigol prior to the Zrika. and that's why there is Mi'ila, because he didn't do this Rikayen. And the Seifa that speaks about Lon Dom Afabi Shechazav Ezorka Moelin Bo, the reason there that the subsequent Zrika is ineffective is because you did a Maisi Be'adayim. But had it been just an issue of a Machsheves people, the subsequent Zrika might very well have been effective in extricating the Korban from the realm of Mi'ila. And again, no support to Rav Gittel. Well, we try again. Can we say that the following supports Rav Gittel? The Tanaic source reads, Hapigol Bekotche Kotchim Moyalin Boy. We have to just remember that we had an extensive introduction to this Masichta, and we had mentioned that Kotche Kotchim, high-level sanctity sacrifices, as soon as you dedicate them or sanctify them, they have a mi'ilah prohibition upon them. The goal is to process them properly in order to remove the mi'ilah prohibition from them, and as was indicated in the Mishnah, once they achieve a heter l'kayhanim. In contrast to kochim kochim, you have kochim kalim, where the goal is to get the emurim, the innards of kochim kalim, into the realm of mi'ilah, meaning that when you dedicate a lower level sanctity sacrifice like a korban shlomim, there is no mi'ilah prohibition associated with it. It is not allowed. One is not allowed to derive personal benefit, but one is not in violation of mi'ilah when you're dealing with kochim kalim, until the korban is processed properly. At that point, the emurim, the sign of success of a korban, is that the emurim of the kochim kalim become subject to mi'ilah. These are points we had mentioned already in the past, but we needed to remind ourselves as we go on in the Gemara. So we're suggesting that this source that says Hapigol Bekotche Kotchim Moyalin Bo, this should support Rav Gittel. And how does that operate? Lav Afalgav de Zorak. Is it not so that even though you did the Zrika Sadam, the Mi'ila of the Kotche Kotchim remains, showing you that the Mi'ila, the Pigol Zrika, is not effective? Umisayale. This would support Rav Gittel's teaching. Loi. The Lo Zorak. The Pigol referred to here is a case of an animal, a korban, slaughtered with an incorrect mindset, but he didn't yet do the Zrika. And that's why there is still Mi'ilah. But if you were to have done the Zrika, that would extricate it from the realm of Mi'ilah, and there would be no support to Rav Gittel. But the Gemara continues, Avol Zorak Mai. So, what would the din be if you, in fact, did do the Zrika according to your approach? You're suggesting that if you would do the Zrika, then there would be no more Mi'ilah. Well, let's read this again. Aval Zorak Mai, Hochi, Nami, Dien, Moel, and Bo. Are you suggesting then that there would be no Mi'ilah? And you're trying to say that Zrikas Pigol is effective in getting it out of the realm of Mi'ilah? Well, if that assumption is correct, then Amai Kotoni Seifa, why then in the Seifa of this source does it say Bekotchim Kalim Ein Molin Bo? When you want to talk about non-Mi'ilah by Korbonus, you had to go over to the realm of Kotchim Kalim. Liflog Beresha, why not stay within the realm of Kotche Kotchim, the Lisni, and say as follows. Lifnei Zrika Moyalinbo, that prior to the Zrika, the Pigol process Korban would, namely, you did the Shechita with a Pigol mindset, there is still Mi'ilah. La'achar Zrika Ein Moyalin Boy. But after the Zrika, there would be no Mi'ilah. So you can see, in other words, that the Zrika would have been effective. Now, it doesn't say all of this, Being that it doesn't make this distinction, it seems, therefore, that with regard to koche kochim, we can't find a case of ein mo'al in bo. Only when you jump over to the realm of kochim kalim can you find ein mo'al in bo, and that would in fact support Rav Gidol Amar Rav, and hence the last house form you'll notice was an upright facing house, upright positioned house, which is a support then to Rav Gidol. So that we're saying that from the fact that in the Seifa, only there, in the case of Kochim Kalim, could I find a case of Ein Molinbo, but in the realm of Kochim, Koche Kochim, it's always going to be Moyalinbo, that would support Rav Gidol. The Gemara says, Havu Vadai Misayale. Well, the Seifa definitely supports Rav Gidol. Namely, that in the Seifa we see Zrigas Pigol by Kochim Kalim doesn't allow them to enter the realm of Mi'ilah. That's exactly what Rav Gidol said. Well, Leima Hoyo Umasayale Seifa. Can we now say that since the Seifa supports Rav Gidol, Misayeya Le Nami Reisha, that the Reisha also supports him, the Reisha having said, Pigol by Koche Kochim, there is always Mi'ilah? The Gemara says, no. We cannot say definitively that the Reisha supports. Kochim Kalim Psikole. What the Gemara is trying to say here is that, in fact, a distinction could have been made between within the realm of Koche Kochim. Namely, Koche Kochim, before the Zrika there is Mi'ilah, but after the Zrika there is no Mi'ilah. However, in the Tanaic source, when it wanted to teach something of Ein Mo'al in Bo, it preferred to go to the realm of Kochim Kalim. And the reason for that is Kochim Kalim Psikole. Kochim Kalim is always going to be this case. Namely, by Kochim Kalim, the Machsheves Pigol by Kochim Kalim will never be able to enter the realm of Mi'ilah. Hacha, however, in the Reisha, Lo Psikole. In the case of Koche Kochim, it is not definitive to say that there is always going to be Mi'ilah because of what we said. Then, namely, there is Mi'ilah only after the Shechita is done with the Pigol mindset. However, if the Zrika is also done, in fact, there won't be Mi'ilah. And that would be a problem for Rav Gidol. So from the Reisha that we have quoted here, we would not have any support to Rav Gidol. The next few lines of Gemara that we have a frame around, you'll see this is basically a quote from the Mishnah that we had on Daf Beis at the beginning of the Perek. Klal Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shoyse lo shas heter lekayhanim ein molin bo. Any sacrifice that achieves a point in time where kohanim could partake of it, that's a sure sign that there's no more mi'ilah. The kol shoyse lo shas heter lekayhanim, a sacrifice that has not reached a point in time that a kohen can benefit from it, can eat from it, molin bo. That shows us that there still is mi'ilah. What is an example of a korban that achieved heter lekohanim, even though later on something may have gone wrong, but there was a point in time that it achieved the heter lekohanim? Well, a couple examples: shelona, where it was left over beyond its time; v'shenitmes, it became tome later on. In other words, it was once muter lekohanim, and then the korban became tome. The shiotzas, or it left its boundaries. Koche kochim must stay within the azora. If they're taken out of the walls of the Azor, of the temple courtyard, the Kodshei Kodshim become disqualified, become puzzle. But before it left, it had achieved Heter L'Kohanim. So that even though later on it's Yotze Min Azora, or it becomes Tomei, that does not mean that one would be guilty of Me'ila if he benefits from it. The Eizohi Shalohoi Soloshas Heter L'Kohanim, what are examples of Korbanos that never actually achieved a Heter L'Kohanim? So we have the following. She Nishchato Chutz L'Zmano, the chutz l'makoma, a korban that was sacrificed, that was slaughtered. Already at the slaughtering point, it was done with a wrong mindset, a mindset to eat of it after its time or in a different place beyond its precinct. So that it right at the shechita, that already it shows a problem. V'shekiblu psulim v'zarku ezdoma, or a korban where the blood was received as it emerged from the animal's neck, was received by someone unfit to serve in that capacity, someone who was not a non-Kohen, or Zarku Ezdom, or Psulim, unfit individuals did this Rikas Adam. Those would be examples of a korban that didn't achieve Heter L'Kehanim. There are, in this Seifa, in other words, the closing point of this Tanaic source, reference was made that there was a problem with the Shechita, another example, problem with the Kabbalah Saddam, problem with the Zrika Saddam. Before going any further, let's glance at the side of our Gemara under the No Say heading. We have in parentheses indicated that it goes until the end of the Vav Amud Aleph. In other words, a rather long sugya. Birur Shel Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara's analysis. Mahu Kavonas Rabbi Yeshua. What is Rabbi Yeshua's intent when he made his point in the Mishnah? Be Omro, when he said Kol Shehoisa Loi Shas Heter L'Kohanim Ein Moelen Bo, any korban that achieves a point of Heter L'Kohanim. What is meant by Heter L'Kohanim? Is it a Heter Shechita, or Beis Heter Zrika, or Gimel Heter Achila? The last example being the simplest approach, that any korban that reaches a point in time that the Kohen could eat from it, so then and only then there would be no more Me'ila. What about a korban that maybe is ruined at a later stage, but at an earlier stage things were going all right? Might that be considered a shas heter l'kohanim? So Omar le bar kapara le bar pada ben achosi, bar pada addresses bar. That is, once again, Bar Kapora addresses his nephew, means Bar Kapora's sister's son, named Bar Pada. So he says, Bar Kapora says to Bar Pada, Ben Achosi is my nephew. Re'e ma ato sho'alani lemochor mebeis hamedrash. Pay attention to ask of me questions concerning this matter tomorrow in the Beis Medrash. So he asks, the nephew asks the following. Heter Shechita Shaninu? Oi, and now at the top of Daf Hey Omer Av, Oi, Heter Zrika Shaninu? Oi, Heter Achila Shaninu? The Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua, in which Rabbi Yeshua said, Kol Shoy Salah Shas Heter Lekohanim, what Heter are we referring to? Are you saying that the Shechita was done properly? That's Heter Shechita. Or Heter Zrika Shaninu, which would mean that the Shechita was done properly and kosher Kohanim were Makabel Adam, they received the blood, and you have blood that is what's called Omeid L'Zrika, it's now ready to be sprinkled. So that maybe Rabbi Yeshua's rule in the Mishnah is that any Korban that everything was done properly up till the point of Kabbalah Saddam, up till and including the Kabbalah Saddam, At that point, there would be no more me'ila. Oy, heter achila shaninu. Heter achila would be a case where everything was done properly, including the zrika sadam. And at the point that zrika sadam is done, then there is a heter achila the korban can be eaten from. So what is the kavana of the term heter that Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah uses? Well, as far as the answer to that question, there are two opinions. Chizkia Omar Heter Shchita Shaninu. The Chizkia says that the answer given to Bar Kappara was, or we should say that Bar Kappara, after Bar Pado, raised this question. He, as Bar Kappara, invited his nephew to ask him a question. So Bar Kappara answers that this issue is a machloikis between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Namely, Chizkia Omar Heter Shchita Shaninu. Chizkia will be the most lenient approach, that as long as the Shchita was done properly, there is no longer any Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Heter Achila Shaninu. Two extremes, we'll say. Neither one of these two opinions makes reference to the Heter Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that only once the meat reaches a point at which the Kohen can actually eat from it, only then Rabbi Yeshua says that's called Heter L'Kohanim and there would be no more Me'ila. As the Gemara continues, Rabbi Zeira will point out that our Mishnah is not Meduyok, not like Chizkiah, who spoke about Heter Shchita, nor like Rabbi Yochanan, who spoke about Heter Achila. So then, what is the Mishnah implying? The Mishnah will imply that Heter Zrika is what must be achieved. Not like Chizkiah, nor like Rabbi Yochanan. That will be Rabbi Zeira's point. And Amir Sashem, in our next shiur, we will develop that. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.